The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees and some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus. They observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. The Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, did not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And in coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. There are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, Isaiah prophesied about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human traditions." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and mother. Whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had for me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God. You allow him to do nothing more for his father and mother. You nullify the word of God, favor of your tradition that you handed on, and you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My least favorite phrase that I hear from any parishioners is, "Well, Father, we've always done it that way." And oftentimes I'll hear that from staff. Doesn't every parish have been at it? That always makes me smile because, yes, it is important to know the tradition of a parish or of a family, a group of friends. But Jesus is asking us to open our minds and hearts this morning, to look at those around us, to see what their needs are and how we can best serve. The greatest commandment, the greatest law, is the law of Jesus, which is to love one another and to treat people with mercy and compassion. But so often, we're so closed-minded because we think everybody needs to think like us and to approach the world like I do. And we can, instead of being an instrument of Jesus, we could actually hinder. So this gospel is a reminder to all of us to be open to the gift of one another. So whether you've been at Holy Family for 850 years or 5 seconds, you're here for a reason. And God has chosen you at this moment of time to go out to make the world a better place. So let us pray this morning for the strength to meet people where they are and to strive to love them for where they are on their journey, and to be open to growth when our Lord is calling us to do so. So let's pray right now that we will not be like Pharisees today, but be like Jesus, open-minded and loving people and reaching them wherever they are in their journey.